she's on the side, just beeping, trying to tell him to get out of here. She's just like, again, for 20 minutes.
So she does know that this is an immigration person, and just generally for what's been going on in these neighborhoods is like, you need to leave, like get out.
It is. It's more than that. It's more warning other people.
Chris Parenti represents Marimar Martinez. She's accused of ramming the car of a Border Patrol agent, then boxing in his car. The Department of Homeland Security argues he defensively shot her five times as a result. Today, she entered a not guilty plea in court. Parenti told us he's seen body camera video of what happened and that it doesn't line up with what DHS is alleging.
He's driving with one hand and he turns it to the left. You'll clearly see that. In my experience, when you turn your wheel to the left, your car goes to the left, which is where her car was. So it's our position that a jury will see this and realize that he swerved into her.
CNN has not reviewed the video, which hasn't been released by the court. Parenti, though, also says in the body cam video, at least one Border Patrol officer appeared to be preparing for a confrontation.
Maybe 20 seconds to 30 seconds while they're that way coming this way.
Yeah.
You know, the people are she's beeping. And the agent who has his finger on the trigger of this assault rifle, I believe, says, do something, bitch.
Video obtained by the Chicago Sun-Times shows the moments leading up to the impact. Martinez's tan car close on the left next to the federal agent's vehicle.
To those who look at some of the surveillance video and say, well, hey, here's a woman who is driving recklessly and putting agents' lives in danger, you say what?
I say if they want to charge her with reckless driving or crossing the line, absolutely, I'll go to Cook County Traffic Court tomorrow. But they have charged her with a federal felony of assaulting a federal agent and branding her a domestic terrorist, and that's just not what this is.